For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to exercise,
Eddie lifts the weights, Reader goes running.
It's all about balance.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
One thing that I noticed the other day when I got this cat scratch on my face, I'm having trouble shaving the top part of my face because there's cuts and I have to be very careful.
Okay.
I use a foil shaver for the top parts of my cheeks, right? But it's still very difficult. Not just that, but I'm also, I keep impulsively scratching my face because I get itchy.
Yeah.
And then I get a shock of pain because I accidentally scratch over the scratch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you'll be picking your scabs by accident.
I know. It's hard dealing with something like this on your face. If it was like an area where I barely touch it or use it, then it's more easy to deal with, you know, like my shins.
You might just have to bite the bullet and let it heal up and let it grow for a little bit until it's kind of healed up, and then you can go to town.
You know what? I do need to shape up my beard anyways, so maybe I will do that. Just let it grow a little bit, and I'll just use the cat scratch as an excuse to look like a hairy beast for a bit.
There you go.
Fox FM's Eddie Q.
90% hair, 10% sass.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Looking in the fridge, I noticed that we had lunch on Friday, and we still have about half a liter of buffalo ranch sauce just sitting in the fridge. I jokingly on Friday was like, yeah, I might just bring this home and use it for a bunch of stuff because it's buffalo ranch.
Yeah.
But now that it's here in the office, I'm thinking, what can we do with it? What can I do with it? There's so many things to do with half a liter of buffalo ranch, but it's also so much.
I know. Like, I had a little bit of it. I'm not a huge, like, ranch. I'm not a big ranch or buffalo guy, so I tried a bit of it, but I'm more of the honey dill that we had with our tasty chicken strips.
Absolutely. When I go out for wing nights, I do like to get buffalo ranch wings. They are just a good amount of creamy and spicy and just very good flavor, but if there's anything interesting to do with a half a liter of buffalo ranch, we want to hear your suggestions.
You could have a bowl of ice cream and just instead of like chocolate sauce, you could put on some buffalo ranch.
Take a shot of it. I've done that before with some gross mustard. My friend paid me $20 to do it, and I was it was St. Patrick's Day. I had a few in me, so I decided to take a shot of that gross mustard. So I could easily take a shot of buffalo ranch. I'm a very spicy tolerant man, so I think I can handle that. Not too sure what else I can do. Use it as creamer in my coffee.
Coffee and buffalo ranch.
Nice and curdled up, the way I love my coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a shout, 306-783-3699. Call or text us. What to do with a half a liter of buffalo ranch dipping sauce?
Reader is thinking about spring cleaning.
He should get caught up on his fall and winter cleaning.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I saw that yesterday, Stacy and Zenga, they were asking, what's your strange food combo? And they kicked it off by saying Stacy is a fan of fries dipped in milkshake, which is delicious.
I've seen a lot of people do that over the years.
And Zanga was weirded out by a friend's grilled cheese French toast, which is a literal croque monsieur minus the ham. So I've had that before. It's actually pretty good.
Okay. I don't necessarily mix a lot of odd things, but I had my phases where I was dunking things. I remember as a kid for a while, I'd dunk my toast in chocolate milk.
Huh.
Which I don't know why, because that would make the toast soggy.
What was on the toast?
Just plain toast. Butter toast. Oh. Yeah. And I used to take my chocolate chip cookies and dunk them in orange juice. Not milk. Orange juice. Yeah.
You wanted your cookies to have a nice citrusy flavor to it, eh?
I guess.
Man.
It was good.
You know what? Funny enough, I had a buddy who would get he would go to Timmy's, he would get a cream cheese bagel, and then he would get a French vanilla, and he would dip his bagel in the French vanilla, and he said it was really good. I had a strange food combination when I was younger. Watermelon and cheese sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah, we would take pita bread, we would cut it in half so there's a little pouch, and we'd stuff it with just chunks of watermelon and either feta cheese or grilled halloumi cheese.
Okay.
And it was really good. It's so much better with grilled halloumi.
Yeah.
But something about the watermelon worked really well with the cheese and bread.
Just that combo.
Yeah. And then you look at some of the comments that people have left on that post, and it's pretty interesting. Like ketchup chips dipped in 2% cottage cheese, according to Lindsay.
And grilled cheese dipped in maple syrup.
You know, I can see that if you want something sweet. Peanut butter and dill pickle sandwiches. Now, that's something that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, ultimately, to each their own. And if it's something you dig,
yeah,
you do you.
It's that don't knock it till you try it kind of thing. Because I'm totally open to trying these new food combinations. But
yeah, some of them, it kind of seems like I don't know that I would necessarily care for it. But yeah, as you say, until you actually give it a go.
Absolutely. And just a heads up, yeah, give a watermelon and cheese sandwich a shot.
FM's Eddie Q loves going to the gym.
He doesn't look it, but he swears he goes.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Technology sucks sometimes, especially when it just stops working.
Yes, I just had a random blip during my newscast a few minutes ago where all of a sudden my newsroom program just kind of went pew, and I couldn't change
couldn't
or click
stories.
Or anything on there. So I had to give, I knew that the Denver Nuggets beat the Toronto Raptors, but I couldn't remember the score. By the way, it was 125-119 for the Nuggets over the Raptors. But I was able to remember that the Jays pounded Tampa Bay 9-2 in spring training baseball action.
Yeah, so It sucks sometimes when, you know, technology breaks down when you need it the most or where you want to use it the most.
Where you're not expecting it.
Yeah. Like, again, with the whole Meta outage that happened last week where Facebook, Instagram, you know, Threads, they were all down. And I thought I was kicked out and I couldn't even message my buddy because that's how I message him on Facebook Messenger. So funny enough, I was chatting with him yesterday. We were playing some video games together and all of a sudden... His internet just died at his house yesterday, and it took him like 10 minutes to get everything rebooted and working online. Okay. So it does suck when you need it the most, especially when there's no alternatives.
But you know what? You just make do and you figure it out.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes things break. And if things break here at the station, you'll probably know because you won't be able to hear us on the radio. But thankfully, if you're streaming us...
You can always hear us.
Reader dreams of having long, curly hair like Eddie Q.
Watch your back, Eddie.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just want to give you a quick reminder that next Saturday, we have Jack Garten coming to the Painted Hand Casino for a performance.
Yes, that's going to be a great show coming up March 23rd. And it's going to be a fun evening of music and some great sounds. And just reading the description of it, it sounds very cool. He tells stories from his unusual day job of being a sometime gravedigger between catchy original folk and blues songs known to make audiences laugh, dream, and dance.
And he actually came out with an album just in 2023 called Original Skin. That's his latest album. So I'm guessing he's going to be playing a few songs from that.
Yeah.
So we want you to go. And we do want to thank a couple of people that won our online contest. And they're going to go for free. That goes to Brooklyn Gervais from Melville and Stacy from Yorkton as well.
Yeah, Stacy Zimiku. Congratulations to both of you. Enjoy the show.
And otherwise, grab yourself some tickets and check them out next Saturday.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How common is your child's name? You're on Fox FM, and eHealth Saskatchewan came out with a list yesterday for the most popular baby names of 2023.
Yes, and on the boy side, Oliver was number one, just beating out Noah. Oliver, there were 63 baby boys named Oliver last year, 60 boys named Noah.
And then the Olive trend continues as Olivia is the number one girl name in Saskatchewan, with 50 girls named Olivia in 2023.
Yes, and Olivia was the number one name for baby girls for the ninth year in a row.
Yeah. Also, there are some really cool, there's some other cool stats that have made it on. Some older names are returning to the list. Isabella has came onto the list for the first time in 8 years. It's number 13. Hazel's now on the list. Evelyn. Those are some names that weren't as common over the last couple of years are making a comeback.
Yes, for the first time on record, Muhammad made the boys list. It was at number 19. As well, there were a number of names that were on last year's list that didn't make this year's list, didn't make the top 20 this year.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that. James, Benjamin, Walker, Asher, Maverick, Luke, and Elijah for the boys' names.
Yes, and names for baby girls that didn't make the top 20 this year for 2023, Willow, Abigail, Scarlett, Chloe, and Mia.
It's interesting to see that, like, names get phased out, I guess, or they lose their commonness.
Yes, or maybe sometimes there's trends that come back. I mean, there have been instances in the past where there have been, say, big movies for a year, and there might be a character in them that inspires
Luke,
a lot.
Star Wars.
Possibly, or something like that. And that has happened in the past as well.
You're not wrong. Wonderful Olivia Rodrigo is bringing a comeback to Olivia names. Or
maybe it's our own Olivia Shearer.
It's true. We do have our own Olivia as well. I'm still sad that Eddie is not on the list and neither is Craig.
Nope.
Maybe next year start naming your sons Eddie and Craig, please.
Just because 8 p.m. is Eddie Q's bedtime
doesn't mean he actually falls asleep at 8 p.m.
Fox FM.
A bit of a busy week when it comes to curling. Of course, we had the Briars on Sunday, but Nathan ended up shooting us a message letting us know that March 8th and 9th, the Yorkton Regional High School senior curling team competed at the SHSAA Provincial Championships in Lampman.
Yes, indeed, and they ended up bringing home the bronze. The Yorkton Regional senior curling team, made up of grade 10s Carson Kerluk, Naomi Gori, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Hunter Nagy, and Mara Vogel, along with Raider alumni coach Nathan Busick. They took part. They went 2-1 in the round robin to get themselves into the playoffs, and they ended up coming home with bronze after knocking off Saskatoon Bethlehem in the bronze medal game. They ran them out of rocks and earned themselves a bronze. So congrats to them on a great weekend of curling.
Absolutely. Again, congratulations. You guys did a fantastic job, and just wanted to spotlight some amazing things going on in the province here.
Absolutely.
Reader's solution to an awkward moment at a birthday party? Just move slowly towards the cake.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Are you a gum chewer, Reader?
Sometimes. Yeah. I don't do it all the time, but I usually keep some on hand in case I need some. Say my breath is a little unpleasant.
Stanky.
Or, you know, sometimes you just feel the need to chew something.
I actually used to be an extremely avid gum chewer. I used to chew gum every single day, even since high school, until I took a job in radio, because I can't chew gum on the radio. You don't want people to hear.
No.
So I stopped. But apparently, according to Associated Press, it reports that chewing gum sales are down.
Yes.
Never expected that.
Yeah, apparently, this is from the U.S. Apparently, the amount of people chewing gum has kind of dropped down. A lot of people say it's ever since COVID hit back in 2020. Apparently, chewing gum sales in the States have dropped by as much as a third.
That's a lot of people just deciding not to chew gum. It does make sense because people weren't really afraid of, you know, getting close to people and having stinky breath. And I guess that was a major reason why people were chewing gum.
Yeah, now this article suggests some of the reasons that people are maybe not chewing gum as much, trying to curb sugar and carbohydrate intake,
yep.
which means sugary bubble gum is out as well. Some people avoid artificial sweeteners, believing that they're bad for you.
So even the sugar-free gum is being axed a little bit. Funny enough, so some brands like Wrigley, who makes like Juicy Fruit, I believe. Mars, they own the Wrigley brand. They're pushing marketing into the wellness territory, saying that gum can help with stress or keep up their concentration. And funny enough, over the past year, I started chewing gum again, specifically only when I'm at the gym.
Really?
Because it helps me concentrate and I would rather chew gum while lifting heavy weights than like clenching my teeth as hard as possible.
Okay.
So I've actually been doing it, and I guess that's where the market for chewing gum is.
Hmm.
So
that's interesting. I guess I do pop in a wad of gum if I'm going out on the track.
Yeah.
Or going for a walk or something, just to help keep my mouth moist while I'm going, if I don't have water nearby.
Yeah, it does. I want to say it does help a little bit with that. It might be a placebo effect, but I want to say so. I guess if you're looking into going for a run, lifting weights, or any sort of wellness activity, maybe start chewing gum for that instead of a cure for your smelly breath.
There you go.
Brush your teeth for that.
Dressing warm or looking good?
This is Eddie Q's biggest winter dilemma.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Goes to show that even if you are royalty, you're not good at Photoshop. You've probably seen the photo that Kate posted, quote unquote Kate, of her for Mother's Day, and everybody has been rushing to the comments being like, what is this bad Photoshop job? And they're like coming out with extreme conspiracies because it's the first time that she's like talked or spoken to the public since she got surgery back in January. And again, everybody is just freaking out. And she apparently apologized, saying, I too occasionally experiment with photo editing. Well, yeah, but could have done a little bit of a better job, Kate. Come on, take some Photoshop lessons.
Reader apologizes to the people at the library. He knew he had late charges, just not so many.
Spare change, ma'am.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q on Fox FM, wrapping it up for me today. Just getting through, because waiting for Friday, where we can get some lunch here at the office. And excited to say that Domino's Pizza in Yorkton is going to be bringing us lunch. They always do a fantastic job, and they give us multiple different types of pizzas with different types of toppings on it. I do grab a slice of all because I have to try them all. You know, they're very great, and they can help you out with any of your staff lunch needs or any of your catering needs as well. So make sure to give them a shout if you need something from them. And if you want to learn more about, you know, workplace or staff lunch needs, catering needs, go to foxfmonline.ca and click on the Food for Work tab.
When it comes to auto repairs, Eddie's mechanically inclined. Reader?
Not so much. He prefers to leave it to the professionals. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.